We recently put out an episode entitled, What's Your Next Best Move, Black Woman? And I don't know if you remember this, but when we had the conversation, we were talking about that particular article, you know, went over all of the different cities where Cleveland was on the bottom, DC was on top, all of that, and then the different categories that they talked about. And we were so drained from the article that we couldn't even give good insight as to what we wanted to happen as a result of reading that article.
I mean, you couldn't even think about what's...
It was
because you were so shocked, like, oh my God.
Overwhelmed, yes.
Yeah.
So today I want to talk about what's your next best move, Black woman, but this time it's personal. So what's our next best move, basically? Okay. What's your next best move, KB? What's my next best move? And we'll break it down into different segments and stuff, but that's what I want to talk about.
Girl, have you been listening to the Laugh Out Loud podcast? We are having a ball. We are talking about everything. We finished our first season, and it was a blast, and now we're going into our second season, and we're talking about everything about the V and sex and you and me and all of that good stuff. So you need to join us and come and get together. We need listener support. We're looking forward to having you follow us on Anchor. And all our other podcast outlets. We need to get it together, girls. Come and follow us at Laugh Out Loud, Life After 50. We love you. Can't wait to see you follow.
Excuse me, miss. Did you remember to subscribe to this channel? Have you shared it with anyone lately? Please do so. And don't forget to visit us at laughwithus.com. That's laughwithus.com. I know a lot of people would like to start with work and business, but that's not at the top of my list. And really, I don't think it should be at the top of anybody's list. So anymore, it's like, no, let me formulate what I want my personal life to look like. Then we can talk about what business and all of that other stuff will look like.
But actually, that is the transformation I think that we've made, because it's been, you know, all of your younger years while making your career the focus and business the focus and money the focus. And I think it has kind of flip-flopped. And now it's like, okay, this is what I want my personal life to look like, and everything else is going to have to fit in it.
Around it, right.
Yeah, and so you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it you want it to look like? What you want?
What do I want mine to look like personally? I'm supposed to be asking the questions first. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, you're asking the question, damn it. I don't know about you.
Just messing with you. I just didn't have my answers together, that's all.
Oh, that's okay. We can speak from the heart.
Okay, so as far as my living situation goes, I think this is it for me. At least for the next 12 to 18 months, I want to say. Ultimately, I do want to get a house, but I want a house for different reasons. Like, I don't want a house to live the American dream, so to speak. I want a house because, or once I really start getting into my work piece, I want to have retreats in my home. Like, I don't want to have to rent hotel space. I don't want to have to think about, you know, am I going to this lodge or that lodge? Like, what are we doing kind of thing? Mm-hmm. I want to have enough bedrooms and bathrooms and stuff in my home. So when we hold retreats, that's where we do it. Because you know me, I'm a nomad. I really don't want to live anywhere, but this will be home base for me.
Okay.
Okay. So my home that I purchased, Right now, I want 5 to 7 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms. I need a space. I'm just putting this out here because
I know
if there's somebody that's listening and you want to give me one of these beautiful houses in Vegas, make sure that I'm not close to a whole lot of people. We need some space around us. So it might be on the outskirts of Vegas. For whatever reason, they like building their houses like right on top of each other. And I'm like, look at all this space and opportunity. Why are we playing? Give me some land, you know? So I want that. I want to be able to have a pool. I want an altar room. I need an office, you know? So there's all these different things that I would love to have in my home. So that's what living is going to look like for me. So that way when I'm traveling and I'm not worrying about where home is. Mm-hmm.
I get it. So that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And all that's doable. Find another place. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. So for my home base right now, it is where it is. So I recently had both my children come back home temporarily. And it's actually hasn't been bad. It's different having somebody here to, you know, take out the trash. I didn't have to bring the garbage cans back in. So it's not bad at all. And it's enough space to where we're not on top of each other. Recently, I want to say in the past couple of weeks, I've started to feel a little more connected to my living space. So even with like ordering stuff or buying stuff to make it look like home, because it's right now it's so vanilla.
Right.
Because so I never attached to it, or I never embraced it.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever changed, and I'm saying, okay, this is what it is for now. Even if it's only another year, if it's only 8 months, I don't care.
Whatever
this
is
now. And I know a while back, a couple houses back, I always lived for my next place. And so I would buy stuff like, oh, I'm not opening that till I get to my new place. Oh,
uh-huh.
I'm not opening that till I get to my new space. And I'd have all this new shit. So I would buy, be it appliances, furniture, things for the wall. I would buy it and it would still stay in a box or whatever until I moved.
I always wondered why you had so much extra shit.
I always wondered that. Like, why she ain't open this stuff? Just do that. And then it just hit me. Like, that is really dumb. Like, who does that? I've always done that. I've always said, you know what? Nope, this is, it's almost too nice for here. I'm gonna have this for the next place. And I've done that for years.
Yeah.
And then I finally just had to say, first of all, tomorrow's not promised. So you really don't know. And if you don't make where you are home, then you constantly feel like you're visiting. You're constantly feeling uneasy. So now I try to, when I get things, it's for where I am.
Okay.
And I worry about the next place.
That's growth. I like it.
That's big growth for me.
Yes, yes.
That's big growth for me because I was really bad at it. I had this, just to give an example, I have this this paper towel dispenser.
Uh-huh.
I kid you not. And so when I moved from my one house, the last house I put it up. And they're like, oh my God, this is so cute. Where'd you get it from? I'm like, I don't know. I've had that for about 4 or 5 years. I just never put it for that house. It was for my next house. And so they're like, oh. And so I did notice I go around and they'll be like, oh, you just get this. I'm like, no, I probably had that for a couple of years. I started listening to myself. I was like,
so, this. That makes no sense.
That makes really no sense. Mission I'm on for my personal space. So,
and you know what I wanted to say is, like, when you first started talking, you were saying that you didn't really embrace it until now, but that was such a huge move. Okay, first of all, you had a couple of big things happen all at one time.
Yes.
And all I could think about is like, oh my God, I remember when I finished nursing school for the second time with my master's degree. Uh-huh. Like, everybody was super excited. People wanted to celebrate graduation. I was like, whatever, I'll go just because y'all want me to. But I was not in that space. We were at the end of the divorce. I had to have moved that year. I had to figure out where I was working. And then I had to graduate. And so I was like, fuck it. I stayed in that one job. Remember, jobs started coming to me.
Yeah.
And that's when I started teaching, which I loved. But those things had to come to me because I wasn't going looking for anything. I didn't care. I was just glad to have some stability at that point. And so I'm saying all that to say, you had the big move with the house. You wanted to get it before the whole thing happened with your crazy job. And then that went by the wayside. Those are two big things in and of themselves.
That's
and true. Now you're in this house and you're like, oh my God, like that. To me, you were in this state of overwhelmment. And sometimes when you're in that state, and I know people don't like or think that that's a word, but that's a state of mind. So to me, overwhelmment is a word. Not overwhelming, it's not overwhelmed, it's not past or present tense, it's a state of being.
Right.
And so I feel like when you were in that space, you can't do anything but find your place of stability. Right. And so, and that's in your mind as well. So as you're working to just find this place of stability, nothing else really mattered. You got your stuff in your house. You got right. some couches in where you want it. And you got, you know, a little furniture over here. So all of that just led you to this space right here. So you've kind of let your guard down a little bit. You're not really in that state of overwhelming, even though there's stuff going on. It's not the same. It's not the same. So I get that.
It was a lot. It was a couple of life-changing things that happened at the
same time.
You don't have time to process.
And right.
You don't have time to process. You just go with it. And I do feel like, I mean, in every aspect of it, I felt like I just went with it because that's where I was at this point in time. So as of today, this is how I feel now. You can ask me next week.
It might be something different, but
might be something different. But today, as of right now, that's what I'm moving on.
Excuse me, miss. Did you remember to subscribe to this channel? Have you shared it with anyone lately? Please do so, and don't forget to visit us at laughwithus.com. That's laughwithus.com. Hey, goddess, look here. We know you over there laughing and talking. You laughing and talking to us like we sitting right there with you in your living room. So, you are who we want to hear from. Drop us a line by sending us your questions, your comments. If you have something that you completely identify with or you want us to expand on something that we've already talked about, send it in. You can email us at questions@laughwithus.com or drop me a text. 702-323-8080. We want to hear from you. We know you're laughing. We laughing with you too.
Spiritually, I really think that it's so much to explore for me.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like I'm missing out on something.
Yeah.
So I'm seeking that something.
And it's seeking you. That's what your cards were saying yesterday too.
Okay.
When I did your reading, like open yourself up to receive and don't take anything around you for granted because everything means something to the direction that you're heading. And so as you're seeking it, it is also seeking you, whatever it is.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
So just like you're seeking spirituality, your spirituality is seeking you.
I feel that way. It's something there. It's something that almost like, you know what, it's almost like teaching. I go back to teaching. Almost like you're trying to teach someone something they don't understand. It's like, you don't see that? You don't see that 2 + 2 = 4? Here's four of them.
Right.
Take two away. Like, you don't see that? And that's how I feel with that whole reality. Like, it's right there in front of me, but I just don't see it.
Yet.
I don't see it. Yet.
Just put that in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what you put out there is going to come back to you. So you start seeing it. You will. And just go with it. Just go with it. So I think that's cool. So that's spiritually.
That's spiritually. emotionally, I want to say I spend some time on roller coasters sometimes that I don't need to be on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I take everything in my heart.
Of love. I'm sorry. That's my Tourette's. It had to come out.
It reminds me, was that the song where they said somebody was screaming in? Like, if you listen, it had the little myth thing, whatever. But my cousins, when they grew up, they had the basement. So the basement, they were able to fix up. So they had little records. Remember the 45 records? Yes.
Uh-huh. Hanging from the ceiling.
In the wall, and they decorated the wall with all these 45 records. So when I hear those kind of songs, that's what I think of, like going in the basement and seeing records all over the wall.
Right.
Oh my gosh. But anyway, a lot of times I just take things to heart that don't need to be taken to heart. I feel everybody's everything. So anybody I come in contact with, you know, especially my family, because I haven't been around anything, like I kind of take on.
Yeah.
What they're feeling, and that's, to me, that's an issue, because when I have, let's say, another family member and they brush stuff off, and I just be thinking, well, how do you do that? Like, how do you do that?
Right. But you are an empath, and empathic people can't just brush stuff off. So you can, and it's, and I don't really see it as an issue. It's one of those things that you're going to have to explore along with your spirituality. So as you start looking stuff up, read more about what being an empath means, because we can't just turn it off. You have it for a reason. So figure out why you have it, what to do with it, and how to release other people's shit once you take it on. Because that's the thing right there. Even for me, I've known forever almost that I was an empath. And there are still times where I'm like, whew, I got a lot of shit on me and it's hard to get off. But just like you have to get up and take a shower, wash your ass to get the dirt off, you got to get other people's energy off you too.
I've been like that. I felt like that pretty much my whole life. I've never put a label on it. So I don't even know. Like, you know, do I have the wrong definition? But I've always been that person.
Right.
Since I can remember, I mean, as far back as I can remember, even school age. Like, I've always been that person. I've never labeled it, though. So now, even though it's always been there, I'm trying to figure out why. And what?
Yeah.
That's an issue. That's been an issue lately with a lot of the negative things that are going around.
Yeah.
And I don't even have to know the people. Like, I don't even have to know.
But we're all connected, whether we want to believe that or not. We're all connected in some way, shape, or form. And so you can easily take on other people's energy as an empath. Physical, health-wise?
I will say being more conscious of what's going on. So just a little disclosure, I think the last maybe two doctor's appointments ago, my blood work was not good. You know some things, you know, being in the healthcare field, I know some things already, but actually seeing it in black and white kind of changed my view.
Okay.
And my path with dealing with it. Those are numbers that I'm trying to change. So my mindset is not so much, you know, losing weight or what I'm eating. It's like your goal is to get these numbers to change. And if you have to lose weight, if you have to do those other things to get those numbers to change, then that's what needs to be done. My next best move is to improve my activity.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm a lot more stagnant than I need to be, because in my environment where I'm creating stuff, I'm sitting a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm not as active as I need to be. And I'm not gonna run a damn marathon.
No.
Always hate it running. So that's not gonna happen. But just to figure out how to, you know, add a little more activity to my day, because my day is my day. My time is my time. So I have no reason to not be able to find a little pocket for it, if that's what I want to do.
Right. All right, let's see. Spiritually, I am on such a different journey. So I have kind of followed my spiritual path, and it's led me to this point right here. And I'm going to say, like, my spiritual peace, my emotional ties, I think all of those kind of go together, even things mentally. Mm-hmm. So for me, spiritually, I am on a path of expanding where I'm at so that I can hear more from my spirits. I used to be able to hear clearly, and I'm not always able to hear clearly. Even my dreams, I'm not remembering them as much. So I'm working towards remembering and understanding what my dreams mean to my waking life. A lot of times it's guiding me, but it's hard when I'm not remembering or not putting the pieces together. So my goal is to get more clear spiritually, to become more connected spiritually, and to move forward on that, because I believe that my life is to be built around my spirituality. We are more spiritual than we are physical beings. Uh-huh. So it's almost more important to work on my spirituality for me than it is my physical body. But they are interconnected.
Right. So
I do need to work on the physical as well. But right now, I'm not beating myself up about the physical, because a lot of my physical ailments relate to the stressors that are going on. And I'm like, man, every time I think that I've knocked this stress thing down, it's like, bang. It's like that. Remember that little blow up thing? It was like this big, ugly clown. The bottom of him was blue. He had his white collar with his red trim. And yeah, it was like a weeble wobble thing. You would hit it and it would come back and hit you back. That's the way I feel stress does with me. I'm like, oh my gosh, it just keeps coming back.
So, dumbest toy ever. Dumbest toy ever.
Dumbest toy. It really was. But people liked it. So, so I think once I begin to expand spiritually, it'll carry over into everything else. So for me, physically, the hormonal changes, the ups and downs, and the stress, which is also related to hormone cortisol, which we've talked about a lot on this show. If I had those under control, I would be okay. So physically, my next best move is also to get moving more, because like you, I write a lot. And, you know, and when you're in this creative space, you are sitting a lot. So I have to find other things too. Like the one thing you told me once was like, record it. But you were talking about my dreams, because I would wake up like, oh my God, I thought about this and I thought about that and I had this. He was like, just keep it recorded by your bed. I was like, oh, I guess that doesn't make sense. So, but in using the recorder, I probably could use it. It would probably benefit me to use it more as I'm getting up and moving and doing. Yeah, so doing that a little bit more. And then, so my next best move though is I already purchased a rebounder. Oh. I'm excited about that. Hopefully it'll be here in the next week or two. With the way things are being shipped, who knows? But that, I want that like for the house, because it's so fucking hot out here that if I wake up a little later than normal, it's already 90 degrees outside. So yeah, I'm like, I'm not walking in 90 degree weather. I'm going to pass the fuck out. So I'm like, I need something in the house. So that, and getting back to my yoga.
Oh, yeah.
Yoga is great. And I'm finding that as I learn from different people, like I follow a couple different people on YouTube now, that I don't like westernized yoga. We just take it and we use it as kind of it's exercise, it's this, is that. We've just made it into something that works for Western society, but it's, so we take away a lot of the spiritual aspects and meaning of it. So I found some people who don't do that and who actually bring the spirituality piece in. You know how we always talk about, we like to teach as nurses. Not every nurse likes to teach though.
Yeah. And so
it's was like, oh no, here, just take this pill, just do this, just do that. You know, they just kind of go through the motions of it. And that's to me what yoga feels like. Like, okay, these people here just going through the motions. But when I work with these people, they actually explain, okay, this is what this movement means right here. It helps with this type of flow in your body. And when you need to release, you need a physical release, but you also need a spiritual release. You know, like, so they actually go through teaching what you're doing and why you're doing it. And that for me has been helpful. So I need to incorporate that in my daily. So I need 2 to 3 hours for myself in the mornings. And I'm just coming to that realization. It keeps coming back to that. I need my morning time in order to work on my spirituality, my mental, emotional, my physical. I need the mornings for myself. So.
But, and you know what, I always tell you, you know, when you get like that, I'm like, okay, make a schedule, send me your schedule. I haven't done that. And I find that, you know, we fall into a routine. So my routine, getting up, getting my water, my ice water, whatever, then coming right into my workspace.
Right.
It's already a routine there. So you just need to change it to what you want it to be.
Routine, right?
I haven't incorporated any me time, any self time for anything. It's just like, okay, I'm here to when I'm not here anymore. I want to tell you, the one day I spent the entire day trying to work on my printer. I told you about that. I mean, literally from 7 a.m. to midnight before I got it to do what I want to do. And I was literally, you know, I get up, you know, go to the bathroom or get something to drink. Whatever. I mean, I literally probably didn't eat much or anything, but I spent the whole time like at the computer. Yeah. At the printer trying to get it to fix. And so when I look back, it's such a waste of time because it's nothing to structure. And so even now, we're talking now, so I had an order just come in. So I had to say, there's an order. I don't know what I need to make, but it's an order. Yay. But the thing is, I let the day dictate me instead of dictating the day. That's the change that I need to make. And even though I tell you that all the time.
Right. This part right here too, and I want to talk about owning your shit. We can do a part two on that too.
Okay.
Because that's part of it. Like, this is your shit. My shit right now is I don't take my 2 to 3 hours in the morning like I need. If I took my 2 to 3 hours in the morning like I need for myself, then that dictates how the rest of my day goes. We keep talking about manifestation and all of these things that we say we want for our life, but without some intention behind it, it's not going to manifest. Okay. So we need to put some intentionality behind what we're talking about to manifest the type of life that we want. Like, I want clarity and love and peace and happiness throughout my day. Well, I start by creating that with my mornings. So those are my me mornings, me moments in the morning, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, so that's my goal too.
We're good.
Is to get back to my couple hours in the morning to myself.
I'm going to have to work on that.
Yeah. So figure out what that looks like for you. All right. Did I talk about everything?
No.
What else do I
need? I don't know. Read it.
Spiritual, emotional.
Oh, well, yeah.
Physical.
So your next best move, you said?
To jump on my damn thing. So to incorporate everything, plan my morning, which I do have a schedule for now. We shifted our times that we do. So now it's going to be a little different. So I'm like, damn it, I got to get up at 5 a.m. just to be on the podcast by 7:30. It's doable. I need to get out of my mind, like, oh my God, that's so early in the morning. If you took your ass to sleep at 9:30, you would be fine.
Just go to sleep.
So I went to sleep last night and I got up at 5 this morning and I almost text y'all then, because I was like, well, it's 8 o'clock for everybody else. You know?
Right, they should be up.
Right. So really making a concerted effort for my me mornings. That's one. And then the physical part will be added in the rebounder, mini trampoline, whatever y'all want to call it. I enjoy that. So I play my music and just jump around.
Okay.
So.
Got to make it fun.
Ask me in a week or two how that's going for me. But we all need me mornings. I'm trying to get my daughter to do it, even though she has the two boys, and you know how that is when you've got babies and your life is not your life anymore.
Right.
Some part of it, though, you have to take back.
That's true.
I said, if that means getting up an hour earlier than they do, you know what time they're going to get up.
Yeah.
Get up an hour early. Or if it's at night, okay, put them to sleep. Take your hour, hour and a half for yourself, and then go to sleep yourself. Whatever you need to do, but find at least an hour somewhere for yourself. And if you can't start with an hour, start with 20 minutes. You can find 20 minutes anywhere.
Yeah, you can.
Put your ass in the bathroom on the toilet for 20 minutes and, you know, do some affirmations for yourself. I don't know, but find time for you, because that's what I'm doing for me.
But you are right, and we're really bad at that.
We're really bad at it. We're not done. We're not done. So head over to episode 10.1 as we discuss a little bit about the business side of things. You know, man.